Back in May, former state Supreme Court Justice Robert Huntley filed a lawsuit against every public school district in Idaho. The suit lists every K through 12 public school student and their families as plaintiffs. Now, in the suit, Justice Huntley said charging fees by the schools to the students violates the state's constitution. Fees for coursework, electives, and supplies add up to $20 million a year. Fees, Huntley says, the state has a constitutional obligation to honor. Justice Robert Huntley is joining me in studio today to talk more about that. So welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
First question, why bring the lawsuit?
Because the Idaho legislature is not making its constitutional duty. They're not funding schools properly. The situation we have in Idaho now is Idaho schools, public schools, are being unfunded to the extent of probably $700 million a year. The universities are being underfunded to the tune of about $250 million a year. So we're being underfunding our schools about $1 billion a year. And the sad problem is that no one goes to the legislature and talks about raising revenue. And we have to raise revenue. So I'm hoping that the legislature will take notice and consider some what they call revenue enhancements. They don't like to say the word taxes. The reason for that is we can't just grow out of this problem. To make a simple illustration, we have an increase in student body every year of 1.5% on average. If we have a rate of inflation of 2%, that's 3.5%. And if our rate of growth in income in this state is 3%, we're losing 0.5% every year. People think that, well, the legislature can just take the money from somewhere else. But nobody has an idea where that somewhere else is. And until we get off this thing of never raising taxes, we are not going to solve the education problem.
So then why go after the school districts in particular? Because wouldn't you argue that they ask for these fees so that they can have certain programs?
That's a very touchy-feely, understandable position they take. But the problem is, I was in the legislature in 1965 when we passed the sales tax. And I was on the Revenue and Taxation Committee. I carried one of five guys carrying it on the floor of the House. And the reason we got the sales tax, it was for schools primarily. And why did we get the sales tax in? It's because the citizens of this state went after their legislators and say, we must do something about education. Now, we were in great shape in 1965 after we passed the Sales Tax Act, but it had only 17 exemptions. Now, in the 52 years since then, every session of the legislature gives away tax exemptions on the sales tax and gives away the tax base. And we have less and less tax base every year because they give money to special interests. And so what I'm hoping is that we can fire up the people of Idaho to come to the legislature and say, fix this problem and just quit kicking the can down the road.
I'm speaking with former Supreme Court Justice Robert C. Huntley. He served in the Idaho State Supreme Court from 1982 to 89. He's filed a suit against Idaho's public schools on behalf of every student in the state regarding the constitutionality of student fees. We know that schools charge fees all the time to cover sports activities all the way down to science labs. So are all fees bad, or are some acceptable basically when it comes to doing business?
Well,
because some of them are extracurricular.
Part of what you just said is alternate facts. We did not used to charge, for example, even for athletics. There are at least 10 districts in this valley around Boise that don't charge for athletics, never have. Boise doesn't charge for athletics. So then we have several categories. We got, for example, curricular. Everybody agrees you can't charge if you get credits. Then there's co-curricular, and that's where the taxpayers are partly funding the faculty, the coaches and so forth, and yet they're out after school hours, and those fees violate the Constitution. Then we have things like a school will charge for a locker rental, charge for parking your car in the parking lot. If you take a course online, you may pay up to $250 a semester for that course. And that's part of what is supposed to be provided as a free public education under the Idaho Constitution. And so the school districts and the legislatures should be setting an example to the people of Idaho that we do honor and obey the Constitution. And you can't forgive school districts exactly. Say, well, if you're poor and you need money, you can steal it by violating the Constitution. You wouldn't let the school districts go rob a bank because they're poor. Why can they violate the Constitution because they're poor? They should instead be lobbying the legislature, and they don't.
Is the onus on the school districts then to come during the legislative session and make their case?
Yes, and none of them will come and say, yeah, but raise my taxes. For the last 15 years...
But citizens might not like that idea of raising taxes to fund this.
They say they want education, and it's sophistry to say you want education if you're not willing to pay for it. In the last 15 years, we have 105 legislators, and we always have one governor, and not one 105 legislators has come with a plan to fund education. So we need the school districts to mobilize the parent-teachers organizations and everybody that cares about education, say, let's face up to our constitutional responsibility. And let's come hold the Idaho legislature responsible and get them to do their job.
So your argument in this lawsuit is that free really means free. Bottom line, there should be nothing out of pocket if you put your child in the public school system here in Idaho.
Well, there can be some things, like if you bake cookies and take the cookies home, or if you make dresses, or if you make something in the shop, it's okay to charge for the materials. But the basics of what is required for a free public education should be free.
Well, then, so the Coeur d'Alene Press said that their public school spokesperson, Scott Maben, said individual schools may set a reasonable fee to cover the cost of extracurricular activities like sports and clubs. I'm assuming you would disagree with that statement.
I would respectfully disagree.
And that is going back to your argument based on the Constitution that there should not be these fees, whether they're extracurricular or not.
The interesting thing on this Constitution, I've had cases against three school districts now, and I've asked their faculty, their administration, when you were setting these fees, did you even read or consider the Idaho Constitution? And the answer has been uniformly no. They haven't had it in mind. And I don't blame them. I mean, they're not lawyers, but they're trying to do the best for their students. But the best for their students means get the legislature to do its job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Constitution, to be fair, was written in 1890 before we had ID cards, before there were football uniforms, cheerleading, you know, all of those things. Does the Constitution need to be changed, though? I mean, is when this was written fairly antiquated if we're talking about 1890 when we had one-room schoolhouses?
When the Constitution was written, schools were funded totally locally by property taxes. Mm-hmm. Didn't even have an income tax system. We went to income tax largely in about 1932 to find money for education. Then the property taxes plus the income tax weren't adequate. And so then in 65, we passed the third leg of this stool, the sales tax, to fund schools. So the Constitution says, you legislature, you have the duty to fund schools. Now, so they just can't say, well, not only are we not going to raise any taxes, we're going to give away exemptions. There are now 102 exemptions in the sales tax. And when the sales tax was passed, it only had 17. And the only purpose of those 17 exemptions was to make it a sales tax at final sale at retail rather than a value-added tax like they have in Europe where they tax at every stage of production.
Mm-hmm. And where are you in the lawsuit at this point?
The federal lawsuit is just beginning. Some more time for people to file their responses to the complaint. So well, it's going to be several months before we know where it's going.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. Robert C. Huntley is a retired Idaho Supreme Court Justice. Thanks for your time today.
Not retired. I'm still working.
All right. Still working as a lawyer, just not on the Supreme Court anymore, for the clarification.
The word is former.
Oh, former. All right. Thank you.